Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm sitting with my mum, Lenny.
Hi, darling.
Hi, mum. We haven't said this for a while, so I just wanted to explain what this podcast is about. It's a podcast where we cook for the guest and we talk over food and sometimes wine about food, family, and wherever the conversation may lead. I feel like we're potentially going to have a few new listeners today. So hello to the Black Heart Club. You'll find out a little bit more when we have this guest on. But hello to some new listeners that I feel like may not have known about this podcast until we had this guest on today.
Yeah.
How are you, Mum?
I'm okay.
What's going on?
I've had my day off today. So I've been for a massage with Manon. I've made sausage rolls. I've made sandwiches.
Oh, come on. They're not just sausage rolls. They're the toffed
sausage rolls
with melted cheese. What sausage... meat.
I used it Cumberland this time.
And then mustard, and you put fennel seeds on the top, and yeah. They are stupendous.
Yeah, do not leave them here.
And then I've made an olive oil cake from the Towpath cookbook, and I've realised that my Sage mini oven has its limits. Perhaps it isn't the best at baking.
Jessie, I think it looks beautiful.
Yeah, but I had to cook it for like 15 minutes longer than the recipe because it was
Does it have anything on top or you just serve it like
just have icing sugar? So it's an olive oil cake and it's got a bit of orange zest and orange juice in it. So it's quite kind of...
I've got fresh cream if you want with it.
No, we don't need bloody fresh cream, Mum. It's really good with coffee or tea. So like morning or evening. So that's what we've got. I've got a free house.
Okay, so who's going to eat all the cake and about 20,000 sausage rolls and 400
sausages? Well, hopefully our guest that's coming on, Youngblood, we have
God, I hope he's got a good appetite.
Well, he's...
he's young.
He's young and he's...
probably hungry.
He was born in 1996. Is he our youngest ever?
He's 24.
We got a 90s kid on our hands. But yeah, Youngblood is this kind of phenomenon that is... his name is Dominic. He's a 90s baby. And he has kind of protest songs and has a huge following. I mean, diehard fans. And he's got a new song called Cotton Candy where he gets a very fantastic snog that's continuous in the video. And there's lots of other people having a fabulous time.
Well, all I can say is I hope he likes a bit of old blood.
I hope he likes... and a sausage roll.
And a sausage roll.
Youngblood coming up on Table Manners. Dom.
Hiya, how are you?
Oh my God, you are a star. I feel like I'm in the presence of a star.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's mental.
You're like, you've got it, baby.
Don't tell me that.
No, but it's, and you are, I think, the youngest person we've ever had on this fucking
podcast. Really?
Yeah. I mean, you were born in 96.
97, actually.
97?
97, yeah.
Shit.
I remember the years well.
So you're young blood, I'm old blood.
I'm into that. I love it.
Your mother's probably younger than Jessie.
My mum's 50 this year.
Okay, oh, crikey. Yeah, no, I'm not 50 yet.
Not yet.
But how's things?
Good, man. Good, like, it's all a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'm happy. I literally got home 2 months ago, so I'm happy to be back in the UK.
Where have you been?
You were in LA?
I was in Los Angeles. I was in Hollywood.
Oh, do you not like it?
I hate it.
I love Los Angeles.
I don't know why. I'm just so British. Like, I love hobnobs and Yorkshire tea.
I mean, the tea is shit.
It's so shit.
Jess, you've
so
not bad. Made that brew long enough.
Sorry.
No, I'm actually into it, man. I kind of like sure? it. It's good. It's like, it's better. It's, at least it's an English tea bag.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, probably not, but like typical British person.
You don't get, I like Yorkshire. You don't get Yorkshire.
No, it's too strong for me. That's English breakfast.
But Lipton, it's the extra that's shit. The Lipton shit.
The Lipton and it's like, shit.
And yeah.
So where were you living in LA?
I was living in Venice Beach.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I mean, it was gorgeous. But that's the thing about it. It's like I like cold and wet and cigs and pints and like...
You can't get that.
Tea. Though. Do you know what I mean? You just can't get that there. And it was like, it's all right, but it's like... I just find people a bit full of shit out there. I'm kind of like, tell the truth till it gets me in trouble. Do you know what I mean? Like, most of the time it's like, oh shit, shouldn't have said that. Do you know what I mean? If someone's like, do you like me jumper? I'm like, not really. Do you know what I mean? I'll say it in like the nicest way possible.
Mum has just said, so
we've
Dom.
Got some balloons in the house.
Dom, yeah, we're actually going to do some laughing gas now. We said we were going to give you a sausage roll, but actually, we're going to get the canisters
I'm actually
out.
Down. Come to Jessie Ware's house. We're going to get high.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you for people that can't see Youngblood, he has a skull jumper on. It's really nice. And my mum, I don't know why you've got these, but mum's got balloons.
Skull balloons.
There you go. You're
for Halloween,
sorted.
Obviously.
Was it for Halloween, mum? There yeah. you go. You're sorted.
Do you know what? I love it. Can I nick some of these to put up in the house for Halloween? Thank you so much, man.
Can have them. So, I mean, food. Tell me, growing up in Doncaster.
Oh, yeah.
What's like a memorable meal from your childhood?
Bangers and mash. Always like stews. Like my mum would make like me. To be honest, my mum like runs a cake shop. She's got a little cake shop.
Oh, you're kidding. Nice.
No, I promise you.
Jessie.
Oh shit, and my cake's yeah. sorry in the
no,
middle.
It's all right. No,
I'm definitely getting the cream.
It's all right, man. She's probably listening now, but my sister's is all the work, to be honest. My sister's the like the cake maker. My mum's going to kill me.
How many brothers and sisters?
I got two younger sisters. Two girls.
So they're born in like 2000.
Izzy's 13 and Jem's 22. So Jem's a year younger than me and Izzy's 13. I think that like one night on the red wine, to be honest. Do you know what I mean? And then I think they're like, my mum was like, I want to have a baby. My dad's like, what? And then she came out and she's like, she's definitely the favourite kid.
Is she? I mean,
absolutely.
Really?
She's the middle one.
Oh, no, she's the youngest. She's like...
The youngest is the
favourite.
Yeah,
complete like...
Oh, fancy that. Yeah, that's like Dr. Alex yeah. too.
Oh, Dr. Alex.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, no. Doesn't matter. I'm you a pop
know,
star.
You don't need to say anything. No, Dr. Alex.
Exactly. You can't trump that.
Exactly.
He's a doctor, you know, Alex. Yeah. Alex is a doctor.
Yeah. Oh, I had to put it in, but usually it's my mum. She goes, yeah. My son, and she kind of does it like she's apologising for you because you're not a doctor.
Not a doctor. You're not quite a doctor. It's like you are not as good as my yeah. little boy.
Or people will say, oh, your daughter's an actress. Oh, your other daughter's a singer. And I say, yeah. I say, ask me about my son.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the middle one works in the cake shop.
Yeah, Jem's like a crazy cook, and it's mad. Like I think she like kind of learned from my mum and my nan, like. They're just the best.
So what were your birthday cakes like? If your mum had a cake shop, did she have pretty, a cake
like,
shop there?
Yeah, pretty mental. No, she got it like... My mum had a bad car accident a couple of years ago, actually, which was a bit... Which was so sad. Like, she nearly, like... We nearly lost, to be honest. But she used insurance money to kind of... She always had a dream of having a cake shop. So she was like, do you
know
what?
That's something positive.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, that proper northern woman broke her back in, like, two places. Had a mad operation. 7 months later, she's like... running around in a cake shop.
And
so rock and roll.
Oh,
more of a punk than me.
What's it called, the cake shop?
Jaffa and Cakes. Because she's got a little sausage dog that's orange and black called Jaffa Cake. So she's like Jaffa and Cakes.
I love it.
Because dog's always in shop. You know what I mean? So like dog's
Does
just running around.
Does she serve a cup of tea as well? Sure,
everything like a cup of tea.
Sandwiches,
sausage rolls. God, she makes good sausage rolls.
Oh, just God, darling. Why have we done high tea then?
Am I too loud? Everyone always used to say to me in school, energy, not volume.
Energy, not volume.
Do you know what I mean? Every single person who's ever met me, dumb. We just want energy, not volume. I'm always like,
so were you very clever at school?
I was good at what I wanted to be good at, I think.
All right, so what you're good at?
I was good at, I loved history. Hated maths. Got suspended for mooning my maths teacher. Pulled a mooning my maths teacher.
Love that.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you hated maths.
But why?
Because you got the question wrong.
No, it was just like, I don't know, man. I think, to be honest, like in school, everyone knew. I always loved performing. Do you know what I mean? I was like, I would, half the time I wouldn't even go to maths, I'd be skiving in the music centre. I remember all my mates were like, yo, I dare you to Mooney, Miss Amel. And I was like, nah, I'm not doing that, Like, go on, Dom. I'm like, I'm not doing it, man. I'm just not going to do it. They're like, go on. I was like, all right then, bang, pull my bum out and press it against the glass and...
just get suspended.
Oh, dude, like, you should have seen it, like, walked in, like, it... 2 hours later, the deputy's head walks in and is like, you know exactly who you are. Get out of this classroom now. And I'm like, oh, this is bad, bad. Like, there's kind of a bad, and then there's like a bad, bad. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm probably going to get expelled and I'm not going to be able to become a doctor. So, mum's not going
to
be.
But everyone's going to want to see your bum in
the
future.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
Have you showed your bum ever to anyone else since? In public.
Oh, no. I mean, I learned that lesson very much, very quickly, to be honest. The deputy pulls me into his office and he's suspending me, but he's laughing. He's like, can't hold his humour. And so he's like, we're going to have to...
Who's calling?
That's my mum.
Oh, no. Answer. Oh,
say hi.
Your fans are devoted
they are the best. All it was about for me was kind of building a culture, because like in Donny it was great, but a lot of people didn't get me. Do you know what I mean? I was always like wearing, like, I wanted to wear makeup and I wanted to kind of wear skirts and was always very loud and very opinionated, and people loathe people being free, you know what I mean? Especially in a place like that where it's like, we're set in our ways. We know what we want. We, like, everything's been done a certain way. If anyone tries to disrupt the status quo, you're going to kind of get your ass smacked. You know what I mean?
Your mum and dad didn't mind you?
No, dad sold guitars for a living.
Okay. So he was pretty rock
and
roll.
Yeah, my dad saw it all. Do you know what I mean? And then my mum literally would paint my nails and straighten my hair, and she's just mental. You know what I mean? So she loved it. But then I was like, I just want to build a culture. I can't exist in this world. And it made me like kind of hate myself and kind of be like, I'm such a weirdo. You know what I mean? Why am I different? And I was like, if I can't belong in this world, so I'm going to build a world I can belong in for myself. And if there's anyone out there like me, I don't want them to feel like this. So I want them to be able to exist in a place that is accepting no matter what color you are, what sexuality you are, what size shape you are, whatever you want to wear, whatever you want to look like, whatever you want to say. And basically, I just started putting out music with that message. And I was just like, is there anyone out there like me? And like, fuck me, man.
There were a lot of them.
Yeah, like millions. And it's like, it's literally like, I always kind of, it's like me having a conversation with 3 million kids. Mm. It's like the music's second. It's just about talking and... it's always like plays with my head, because once you get into the music industry, like outline, once you kind of get like a label and start to get big or whatever, everyone's always talking about like hits and whatever. And I was like, I never really cared about that. Like it's great that the songs do well and it streams. It's like, I just wanted to play stadiums.
You just want to play stadiums. That would kind of require a hit, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, when I look at it, like, I want to build my career like the Stone Roses did. Like, the Stone Roses did, like, 2 nights at Spike Cat because it was a culture. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. You know what I mean? At Marilyn Manson, did he ever have a number one hit? No, but he had number one albums and he had a culture and he plays the biggest shows ever. Do you know what I mean? I think, like, it would be great. Like, trust me, it'd be like, sick, cool, I got an hit song. But it's like, I don't really think about that when I write. I just want to tell the truth, you know what I mean?
Has it been quite a weight, that having this kind of responsibility of being this messenger for this youth and kind of... Or I mean, have you ever got yourself into trouble?
Oh, yeah.
Because I can imagine these people are watching, waiting on every word.
Completely. It's like a proper conversation. It's literally like I'm having Christmas dinner with 3 million people. You know what I mean? So it's like, because that boundary, there is no boundaries in my fan base. There's literally not. It's not like, cool, I had a great show, I'm going to get me Mercedes, fucking Viana with a bottle of champagne. You know what I mean? It's like, after every show, now we're like moving into like arenas and I'm like, I'm going to be outside the show as I was at 100-seater and I'm figuring that out. Like putting a platform in the car park and going to meet everyone afterwards. Do you know what I mean? Because that's what it's about. I kind of like that more than being on stage.
It's about connecting.
Complete. It's about connecting person by person. That's what I said at the beginning. Like, I was at this music industry event in LA, obviously. And this guy, like, I think this music industry person comes up to me, he's like, got a bit of fucking canapé on his shirt. You know what I mean? and he's like, what's the formula, man?
I'm like, what?
He's like, I mean, come on, what's the formula? Like, it's all a load of bollocks. And I'm just like, tell the truth. Speak to someone person by person. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of...
Because they, the thing, I think, you're very unique, aren't you? And you're like, but you are. I mean, there is only one Youngblood,
but
right?
Yeah, it's mad.
But it's this thing, and the industry wants what you've got.
Completely.
And they want to take it and be able to apply it to someone else.
No, yeah. Exactly. That's but what it is hilarious that it starts off as no one in the, like when we started out, no one gave a shit. No one had even write something bad about us. I wish someone would be like, this is the shittest thing I've ever heard. I wish people would be like, this is the worst.
But it just
thing.
Didn't bother.
They just didn't bother. They were just like a B rate Arctic Monkeys. I was like, okay, I understand your point slightly, but just listen to what I have to say and you might learn something. And then it just started working in like the most odd places. Like I remember going to the Netherlands and there were like 200 kids at a show lined up, camped out as they would do now. I was like, wow.
How long ago was this?
Probably 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
And when your first record came out, when?
2018, yeah.
So you were just 20?
Just turned 20, yeah.
Yeah. So just let me, I just got to catch up
a
little
100%
bit.
Sorry,
so you get excluded from school. You're a bit of a bad boy, but you
charming.
Entertain everybody.
Yeah, a lovable rogue.
That was it, man. I was like, out like, do you know what I mean? If I wanted to get an A, I kind of...
You could.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
did you get GCSEs?
Yeah, I did. I got an A star in English literature. I didn't even read the book. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
One of those people that wing it.
I was just blagging it. I was just like forming fucking opinions about like, I can't even remember.
Which was the book?
No, I knew a little. It was important to be earnest. Do you know what I mean? I remember and I formulated some answer that Jack and Algernon were secretly in a gay relationship.
Well, and I think that was, yeah.
I know, but like you can potentially take that, but then I ran with it for a whole essay and it must have been like, oh, wow, this must have been blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean? And do you know what I mean? If I wanted to do it, whereas like, I turned up to my physics GCSE high. Do you know what I mean? I like smoked a spliff in the park with my mate before it. So like,
how did that work out for
not
you?
Not really, got a D. Do you know what I mean though? It's just like if I was into it, like, or drama, I'd just be studying and studying and studying, or music. I knew every single piece of music back to front and play it backwards.
Did you leave school at 16?
I left school to come to London
when?
At 16. I don't know what year, but I was 16. If I'm 23 now, that is
7 years ago.
We all did well in maths.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, 7 years ago.
So who did you live with?
I lived with a lady called Marge.
Why?
Right, because I had an attic. It was cheap. It was 70 quid a week for an house share. And I met my best mate there, James. And we are chalk and cheese. Like, I don't talk about this very often. This is a funny story. So I was like, I moved out of London, right? I'm in like Hounslow. And I'm like thinking big city,
it's
so
not really that
yeah, that's
big
what I'm
city.
Saying. It's actually not London, it's Middlesex, but yeah. All right. It was saying, you know what I mean? Potato, potato. And I go into the house and I'm like, I meet my friend and my mate, Jack. I'm like, hello, mate, how are you? Pretending to be Liam Gallagher. He's like, hello, I'm nice to meet you. I'm James from Portsmouth. And he's like the polar opposite to me. Tourette's, OCD, like folds his socks kind of shit. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, socks under my
Why
bed.
Why was he there?
Because he was like, he was in London as well. We were going to go, I was going to...
Doing
go
what?
To, I was going to go to art school.
Okay,
where were you
going
to
so
go?
On
I was
going
to go to arts educational school in Chiswick, right?
Oh, yeah, that's where Andrea went.
Cool. So were you going to be doing like performing arts
I was just
there?
Thinking, I was like, I was going to do drama, I was going to do music, and I was like, God, there's so much in there. Like, we're just like ploughing through my life. I'm kind of looking at it like mad. And it was weird, bro, because I was like, music, I want to do music, I want to be in a band, but it seemed so hard to me. So I was like, cool, I might do theatre for a bit. Mm. And then I did a couple shows. I did a show in Manchester. I did West Side Story and the director Riff in West Side Story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, when you're a jet, that kind of shit. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, I did that and I met a choreographer called Drew McConey because they wanted to do it with people that it would be. It would be 15-year-old young people. In West Side Story, it wouldn't be 25-year-olds playing 15-year-olds. They did it as real young people, which was sick. And the choreographer was like, listen, I can put in a word Art said because I think you should train now. I was like, all right, cool, let's try it. Be sick. Got in, met James. Completely chalk and cheese. He'd be like, hello, how are you? Like, I'm the best kid in the world. He's still my best mate, so I can just take the piss out of him like that. He's like, oh, I'll be back by 7. And I've not been home in 3 days. And Marge is ringing my mum like, he's been out. Well, she wasn't from Doncaster, so it's like, she was from the north. But she looked like Cher, to be honest. It's kind of cool.
Amazing.
She's quite spooky, and she made so much lasagna. Fuck me. She made a lasagna every 2 days. And I was skint, so I lived on
Did
lasagna.
Did you like it? Do you eat it a lot
Fuck
now?
No, I didn't like it. It's like scar me for life. I'm sorry, Marge. No offense. But it scarred me for fucking life because it was like so gloopy. And it was fine, but it's like the gloopiest lasagna you've ever had. It's like, I could feel it through my arteries. You know what I mean? And I would live off it because I'd spend all my money on
what?
Beer. Like, do you know what I mean?
You like beer. We never got any beer in.
No, it's all right. It's all right. But I'd be like, do you know what I mean? Doing what I was doing. I was like at my mate's party or whatever. And it was just funny because me and James were quite good influences on each other because he would straighten me out a bit. So if we had like lines to learn, he'd make sure I learned my lines. And I'd just be like, come on, man. You've been sat in your room for 3 days. We're going to do something naughty now. Do you know what I mean? Like, let's go to the park and ask someone to go get us some beer in the shop or whatever. I don't know. And then, yeah, it was great.
Where does James live now?
He lives in Chiswick still. And he's vibing.
And what's
he moved
doing?
From Hounslow to Chiswick.
He's like, he's an actor, but he's having a hard time right now. Because obviously, there's no jobs right now. So he's like, he's good though, man. He's like teaching a lot and he's inspiring and he's cool.
Was Doncaster ready for you?
I don't know. I mean, do you know what's interesting? I'm playing my first show in Doncaster
next year.
And I've avoided it for as long as I could. Because
why?
Bet it's the biggest crowd.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A lot goes on in
Dude,
Doncaster.
That's, I mean, it's going to be the biggest crowd. My mum's going to have a guest list of like 700.
Oh,
like,
tell me about it.
Isn't it a nightmare? It's mental. Like,
do you crowd surf?
Oh, yeah. Do it all.
I've had so much nicked off me
in the thing.
Really?
Because to grab it, but not intentionally.
Oh, take
like,
those balloons next
that's
time.
What I'm saying, like, you've nicked me balloons.
Stick them on.
weirdest thing was when we were in Warsaw in Poland.
Oh,
they broke the barrier.
They're amazing.
They're the best.
Poland,
is
that
Poland
one of your biggest
and
places?
Russia, yeah, dude. The craziest thing was Milan. Milan was mad, right? Song two in Milan.
Just warming up.
Just on, like, gone on, madness, massive show. And I see this little Italian man walk to the side of the stage. I'm like, why is it? I'm like, you don't look like you're in my fan base. Like,
my crew,
you know what I mean? Like, bald and, you know what I mean? Little mustache. I'm like, why is he coming on stage? All right. And he comes on stage. He's like, there's been 75 casualties and it's song two. And I'm like,
it's not your fault.
But that's what I'm saying. It's hilarious, and it's like you have to calm them down. And he's like shouting. I'm hearing screams from the front, from the most incredible Italian crowd ever. Because Italian crowds are just like
I've never played
the best. Like I cry every time because they just sing, and it's just like do you know what I mean? What the fuck? And basically. I had to calm down because with my crowd, it's usually like younger girls and boys at the front who've been queuing outside.
So
for
what's
days.
Your average age of kids?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like I'm very much growing up with them. Like they're just like my family, man. It's like it kind of starts with 15 to 18-year-olds at the front. Mm. And then there's the kids beating the shit out of each other behind them. And then it goes all the way back to like
Do they throw
60.
Beer?
Oh, no, they're just laughing. It's like the best crowd in the world. Like, everyone's just like...
Do they have older people?
Oh, completely.
Would
like,
I be the oldest there,
oh,
young
no,
blood?
There's literally a nan. There's one nan. Everyone calls a nan. Like, the Noah for all the world. Like, she's on the front row every time. It's a nan from the UK.
No, stop.
I swear to God. Everyone calls a nan. And everyone's like...
Man's here.
My fan base call them the Black Arts Club. themselves the Black Art School because the tattoos on my fingers that they get. We'll go into that in a second. I know so much, man. And that's just how much of a family we are. Do you know what I mean? It's like everyone just knows each other from different continents. Everyone's best friends from different continents. People getting like engaged and married.
Have you ever shagged a fan?
No, absolutely not.
Jessica, God, no, I need that's to know this.
That is the thing.
Jessica,
I probably.
Well, if you're lonely on tour, no, and you've got this big old family,
it's weird. It's like it's not like that. It's very odd. Do you know what I mean? It's like people do ask me that a lot. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I'm
darling.
Just like,
do they all look like you?
Everyone's got. It's like a uniform, man. Like,
So they've all got this red hair.
They call themselves a Black Arts Club. And I was out in LA when I had, like, I don't know, 7,000 followers on Instagram, like, just been signed or something crazy. Maybe more, I don't know. And I was out with Brooklyn Beckham and Anwar Hadid for some reason.
As you do.
Oh,
as you
do. Excuse me.
That's what I'm saying. I had a mate who'd introduced me to Brooklyn, and Brooklyn's like...
Is he lovely?
He's the best. He's very charming. And, like, he's just, like, British. And, like, we're just, like, talking about Ribena and football. You know what I mean? In LA, so we're like...
Excuse me, what's your team?
Ooh, Doncaster Rovers. Yeah. I know, yeah.
No, it's fine.
No, what's your team?
Man U.
Is it? But, I mean...
I come from Manchester.
But that's what I'm saying, but it's like... I have a bit of a connection with Leeds United as well. Yeah. It's my granddad's side, so we're probably going to fight in a minute, aren't we?
Yeah, you're a white rose, I'm a red rose.
Yeah, it's all right, though. We got the best art pot.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Have you ever heard of Yorkshire hot pot? No, I've heard of Lancashire hot pot.
I mean, fair enough, yeah,
first. Oh, wow.
My mum's hot pot's really
it's
good.
A hot pot off.
But yeah, it's a hot pot off. But I remember getting these tattoos on my fingers. One of them's broken.
It's the Black Hearts Club. Not Black Arts.
No, the Black Hearts.
Doncaster Arts.
Arts Club. Black Arts Club. And I remember getting these tattoos on my fingers. And like one of them's broken and one of them's full. Mm. And I was just starting to get this community. No matter how small it was, like it was
so
tiny back
then. Everyone's got those tattoos.
But yeah, so this one represents like me when I was growing up and like completely isolated, feeling like an alien. And I'm left-handed, and I got the full heart on my second hand, on my left hand, because by writing, I connected to him and I had a conversation with him. So I got them, post them online, I wake up the next day, 10 kids have got them.
Parents
and then
pissed
20
off
kids
with
have got
young
them.
Blood.
Yeah, 20 kids have got them, then 1,000, and like now apparently there's like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Have
of
you got other tattoos?
What, an elephant on my arse.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
So if he moons again. No, we do not. Thank you very much.
It's all right, man. I'll shut.
I need to see him. I'm sorry.
Fine, I promise
you. Jessica!
I don't wear underwear, to be honest.
You don't? Why don't you wear underwear? Isn't it going to hurt your willy with those jeans?
No, I don't.
Look. I
can't look. I'm like, oh, it's a little one.
Oh,
it's
very little.
That's what I'm saying.
Christ.
I don't know why you're cracking up.
But I don't want the Beckhams to have a bad influence on you.
Oh,
you know their record with tattoos. You'll have it up to here.
It's
by
so
the
funny.
End.
I kind of like, dude. I'm such a little shit. Because I'm like, if people expect something of me, I won't do it. Do you know what I mean? So it's like everyone always expects me to be covered in tats. So I'm just not gonna do it.
No, but you're quite pretty, actually. I hate to
thanks.
Say it.
Thanks.
But you are quite lovely, and you've thanks. Got gorgeous eyes.
My green
have
eyes.
Have you seen those eyes?
Yeah,
me
you're, very
you're beautiful.
I feel
yeah,
like this is verging on slight kind of. I feel, Mummy, we're like Gillian no, and Jeffrey.
Like,
Jesus,
I'm the man
stop.
In the front row.
No, I'm into it.
Should we have a sausage roll?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got sausage rolls.
We've got yes, they're sausage rolls
Jess,
with. And do you want some champagne?
I love a bit of champagne. Yeah. Wow.
Do you want another cup of tea?
I love a champagne.
I was warming those
incredible.
Up for you.
Wow.
Here, take a plate, darling.
Wow, man, what's on them?
So they are, I had them in Lincolnshire. So they're like, they've got cheese in them and mustard and they're fucking delicious.
I love that. They look fucking awesome.
They're
wow.
Toffed sausage rolls.
Thank you so
and
much.
Sandwiches.
What a.
And we've got cake.
So.
What an insane spread.
So, okay, so what do you cook? Do you cook?
Do you know what? I'm actually surprisingly good. I make a banging Sunday roast.
Oh, do you?
But I can do a Sunday dinner, and it's the hardest thing to
come
cook.
Over on Sunday. We need
but it's the hardest thing
we
to make. It's like so much stuff to like stress out on. Because you have to juggle. If you're making a Sunday dinner, you've got to be able to like juggle because it's like all about the last 5 minutes, making sure everything's hot and everything's together and everything's like good. Because You know what I mean? You don't want cold roast potatoes with like cold chicken. Like, you got to make sure everything's like out at the same time. Gravy's good, ready to rock and roll.
What's your secret?
If I'm cooking, man, it's so unhealthy. I put like so much fat and cream and like salt in it. Do you know what I mean? So it's just like, because my mum always said that, man. Do you know what I mean? She would always just overdo it.
Indulge.
And it was insane. You know what I mean? Everyone comes around like, wow. And then like, my roast potatoes are insane. So I get like beef dripping and that. You know what I mean?
What's your key to good roast potatoes?
So obviously you boil the potatoes until they're like a little bit soft. Make sure the outsides are soft. As if like Youngblood Cooking Channel. No one knows this about me. World exclusive, girls. Until they're soft, drain the water, smash the fuck out of them. Just bang, 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 bang. Yeah. Little bit of flour. I usually put like garlic salt.
Oh, you put flour on them?
That's a
good
idea. I
put flour on them, garlic salt and onion salt on them.
That is a good idea.
Then I get a massive baking, like a deep baking tray. Loads of beef dripping in it. It's got to be like smoking. Like if you put your finger on it, like you cook your finger. Do you know what I mean? Like you pour your potatoes in, cover it in that, put them in, take it out. Base it a bit more, turn them around, keep putting them in. But the more smashed you can get them on the outside, it makes it like go like crispy.
Who did we talk to about who put semolina on them? Did Dawn
semolina?
French? Yes, Dawn French put
semolina.
Yeah, just like, just and so it brings crunch. A little crunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'll try that next time.
So, okay, so that's what you'd cook. Roast, yeah. Young blood roast. And where do you like to go out in London? Where's a good place? Where's like a young blood special food place?
Where do we go for food? There's loads.
Are you bothered about food?
I love food.
Okay.
No, I do love food. I'm just trying to think.
I don't know if you ever stop to eat though.
Brother, I don't stop to eat. I always eat out. I literally always eat out. I
love. What did you eat last night?
What did I eat last night? What day is it? What even day is
it? It's Friday.
What did I do last night? Oh, I had a burger last night. It was good. Yeah. I had burger and wings from Wingman's. It was great.
Where's Wingman's?
It's a thing on delivery. You can get it. I promise. It's like Oriental wings. It's like, fuck. And I love Chinese food. I love a Chinese takeaway. Oh, can't beat a Chinese takeaway.
I haven't had a Chinese takeaway in so long.
That's the thing about it is, right, Chinese takeaway is just not good here in London. Like, when you go home, it's...
Have you been to Chinatown?
I've been to Chinatown. It's all right, but like not like.
So Doncaster does a better Chinese.
I swear to God, yeah.
So what are you ordering in Doncaster?
The thing about it,
Chinese curry in Doncaster.
Do you know we love Chinese curry? Yeah, the thing about it is right. It's like it's your Chinese. You know what I mean? When you have your own Chinese, nothing beats it. They could be serving anything, but it's like just your Chinese. But I do like a little pasta joint in Soho. Have you been to Lena Stores?
Yes, I like Lena.
Yeah, it's so cute. But it was kind of funny. I went to like, I had a bit of a breakdown. So I went to Lake Como for a couple of days. And then like
How gorgeous is that?
Oh, mad. Rented an house. And it's so funny because I took my mates out and everyone's like dressed in thing. I don't change. I'm in like fucking leopard print and like spikes in Lake Como. Like we're driving on a boat and this guy's looking at me like, who just crawled out of Satan's bumhole and got on my boat? You know what I mean?
But it's great. It's expensive.
Then I came back and every Italian food I fucking ate, I was like, it's just shite. You're like eating Italian food in London, you're like, oh God, this is so good. Then you go to Lake Como and you come back and you're like, fuck me, you're imposters. We went to this restaurant on the last night and I was like, wow, this is great. Like, I didn't even kind of like, they did this like black garlic risotto and I've never put anything that good in my mouth.
Really?
Never. Not even, don't even come close. And I've kissed many people.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends.
For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, okay, so we ask everybody what their last supper would
be. Darling, could we have a little more champagne?
Oh, sorry.
I love it.
Me and Dom are kind of suffering here.
Yeah, it's got to keep me lit. Tell me secrets.
So tight.
So I want to know, last supper, what's it going to be? Starter, main pudding, and drink of choice.
Last supper. All right. For starter, I love Spanish food. What? And I have prawn pilpil. You ever had that? Mad.
Yeah,
pilpil.
But the shittest one you can get, like on a beach bar, like on like granny's in the kitchen, and it looks like you're going to get salmonella, but you're not. You know what I mean? And you're just like...
Nice bread to dip in.
Yeah, proper nice bread to dip in, and just like, just a pint of lager. Do you know what I mean? So, oh man, I need to tell you my story in a minute. I'll finish this. This is the funniest fucking story ever.
Tell us now.
Right, fuck it. I'll do my last supper in a minute. Right. So, my tour manager, right, Jess, she's an incredible Australian woman, like with the biggest like heart, but I don't know how she puts up with us. Like, we are little shits, absolute little shits on tour. So,
Jess, bless you.
Bless her. Shout out, Jess. She, you know what I mean? She's like probably listening to this embarrassed as hell because she hates any attention. She's like, don't take photos of me, Eva. We were in Denmark and had a couple of days off, and you know Noma. It's like the best restaurant in the world, right?
Did you get a place there? I mean, it's a huge waiting list.
Listen, so I was like, it's her birthday. She really wants to go to this nice restaurant called Noma in Copenhagen, Denmark. It's the best restaurant in the world.
Chef's table, whatever, it's phenomenal. All
that shit. So I was like, all right, cool. So I get a table, right? And I'm northern as fuck, right? And it's going to be 700 quid a head. And I'm going to take four of us. And I'm going to pay for it for a birthday. I'm like, fucking hell, okay, well, all right. You know what I mean? Like, fucking 20, you know what I mean? Whatever, 2,800 quid for a table. I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm going to go. I'm going to have the best steak in my life. And it's going to be great. I'm going to sit. So I'm saying to you, listen, this is why the story's really funny. So I get there. And I'm like, cool, I'm going to have a fucking great steak. I've been on tour for so long. I'm going to have steak and chips and... They're going to give me whatever I fucking want and lychee martinis on tap till the fucking end of time. It's going to be wicked. But as I say, so we pull up, right? We get into the site. I'm like, all right, cool. There's like, I'm thought of going to a restaurant. It's like six greenhouses, but all right. Have you seen that film, Midsummer?
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm walking up and it's
they
like...
They're all quite smiley.
Everyone's like very fucking Viking and very like, hello, sir. Welcome to Noma, where your pleasures will be. I don't know. And I'm like, all right, nice. Like, I'm dry in Northern. So I'm like, all right, nice to meet you. Fucking great. So walk into Noma and I'm just like, cool, this is a bit fucking weird, innit? And everyone's like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm like, same, man, I can't wait to have
steak.
This steak and chips and it's going to be fucking great. And it's like, would you like this drink of the river to cleanse your palate? I'm like, I'll have a taste of that. It's pretty fucking weird too. Like, and you kind of haven't stopped staring at me for 2 minutes. You know what I mean? I'm like, stop looking at me. I want to like chill. So they take us to our table and in Noma, it's like you have your own little living room and there's a fire. And I'm like, okay, cool. All right, sick. We're going to sit down and it's going to be great. So the waitress comes and is like, again, welcome to Noma. And it's like some fucking, like I've gone to live with Hare Krishnas in Thailand or something. You know what I mean? And I'm like, fucking great. And it's like, okay, can I have a pint of lager and a steak and chips, please? And she's like, they bring the drinks out. And she starts pouring me this drink. And I'm like, sorry, can I have a pint of lager? She's like, we don't do lager, sir. I'm like, okay, right. Do you have like any like beer or anything? She's like, no, sir. I'm like,
you're
all right.
Denmark.
Yeah, but that's fine. I'm just like,
no, they should have beer, right?
Lager. Yeah. Have a beer. And I'm like, do you have like anything? Like, do you have a glass of Prosecco? No, sir. Do you have a gin and tonic? No, sir. I'm like, what do you have? And she's like, well, we have the fruits of the forest. Like, shit. She's pouring me and I'm drinking this raspberry elderflower and fucking foxtail drink.
Was it alcohol?
Yeah, it was alcoholic, right? And I'm drinking it and I'm like, okay, cool.
But it's not what you wanted.
No, it's not. It's what I'm saying to you. It's like, it's not what I wanted. So it's like, all right, cool. And I'm like, where's the menus? And Jessie's laughing at me because she's just brought fucking Devo meets Liam Gallagher into a fucking Scandinavian seance. You know what I mean? And everyone's like, bringing in the light and blessing the forest. And it's game season, right? It's game season. And everyone's laughing at me. And Tom, my photographer's quite a foodie and a bit pretentious. I love him. He's a pretentious cunt. Then there's Ed, who works at my label, who was somehow out in Denmark. I don't know why. And then Jess next to me.
He wanted to go to Nome.
I know. That's,
you knew you were paying.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, we're in Nome and we're eating. And it's like, the first dish comes out. And I'm like just turning hysterical. Like, where's the fucking menus? Like, where's the menus? And I'm anxious because everyone's like, there's a person in the corner of the room looking straight forward. Like, not even like vibing, just like holding holding a bottle of water and looking straight forward. I'm like, it literally looks like a prosthetic doll, like standing there.
It's with, a bit midsummer.
I'm very midsummer. It's like, when am I going to get my bollocks cut off? You know what I mean? In front of me. And I'm sat there and the food comes out and the first thing comes out and it's like an acorn on a plate, right? And it's like, I'm looking at this acorn. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, everyone's like, weird. It must be just like some hippie shit before they bring out like the menu.
Your dinner.
Me dinner, yeah. Me big, nice steak. Do you know what I mean? Me big, nice
with
dinner
chips.
That I'm paying 700 quid for. and they do the acorn. I'm like, okay, right, I'll nibble on this acorn and everyone's just laughing.
Was the acorn in anything?
No, it's just a fucking acorn. I don't know. Like, do you know what I mean? It's an acorn.
You could eat acorn.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you can eat.
Like, you can, and it's like glazed in fucking...
Oh,
like,
it was kind
like
of...
Like molasses made from, like, Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? Jess is like, wanted to come to Nome, but she's regretting it already. She's not regretting it because of me, because now I find out that she is unadventurous with food. So I'm like, okay, fine, all right, fucking hell, you don't want to eat your acorn. That's a 70 quid acorn that you just turned away. Like, I've turned mine away. And I'm sat down, it's like, cool. Is there any menus coming out? It's like, the chef has decided what you're eating tonight, sir. And I'm like, as I say, like, I don't like being told what to do.
How intimidating.
It's very intimidating. Like,
I love that. But they go, we've created.
I'm definitely with them.
Yeah, and I'm just like, all right, cool. Like, it's like, just, is there going to be any, like, meat and shit? Like, oh, yes, sir. Yes, we use every part of our animals. And I get it because it's, like, good and it's good and... Sorry to any of the vegan fans out there. Do you know what I mean? But this was just Nome. And then they bring out duck's brain.
No, they didn't.
In front of me. Like, no, duck like gland from the brain. Yeah. And I'm like looking at the waitress, like, I'm like helpless. Like, I'm like, imagine me walking through the desert for 7 days without water and I see you and I'm like, do you have any water? I'm like, do you have any fucking thing normal? For me, do you have anything possibly normal? And then the main event comes out and it's like our good old friend Donald Duck. But this time it's the face of the duck, like the face, right? Like, and I'm sat there and Donald Duck is looking at me in the face going, don't eat me, don't eat me. Because my child
is
across.
You've been on the Disney Channel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you, right? So I'm looking at fucking Donald Duck right now. And then I'm like, okay, why is there ducks? Like, I'm not going to eat a beak. It's not even cooked. And then one of the Midsummer characters walks around the corner and lifts up the duck's head.
Oh my God, this is like Indiana Temple of Doom.
That's what I'm saying. It's a Temple of fucking Doom shit, right? And people pay 700 quid each for this, right?
I would not do
that. That's what I'm saying. Mom, so it's like lifted off. And it's like inside the head is duck's heart tartar. Right? And Jess is laughing now because she's not eating anything either. She's like not eating.
I would actually vomit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Tom, my pretentious photographer,
is
fucking eating everyone's fucking food. And I'm like, I hope you're not getting a fucking birthday present this year.
And it was small portions.
That's four birthday presents.
Small portions, right? And then like after that, we have a palate cleanser and it's peppermint ice cream. And I was like, fuck yeah, all right, I'm into this. Best peppermint ice cream in my life. And in theory, I paid $2,500 for peppermint ice cream and then went for a Chinese afterwards. I had cut someone call. I was like, it's 11 p.m. I need you to find me a Chinese takeaway. And I'm pretty placid, but I was pissed off. You know what I mean? I
hate pretension.
It was, yeah, do you know what I mean? And it was fine.
I'm sorry, Jesse.
I'm so desperate to go. But, this is the best entertainment. Never.
Do you know what? Not in a bad way, right? Like, with it, yeah, great. If you're into that shit, but I'm from Donny, man. You know what I mean? I just wanted a pint of lager Donny. And some steaks. Like, if I go to a nice restaurant, do you know what I mean? If you go to Chilton Firehouse on a Friday night, I'm like, I'll have the cheapest lager you got. Do you know what I mean? That's just who I am. And I love good food and I love it, but...
Yeah, you.
I just like good, like I you know what I mean.
You don't
I,
like all the bells and whistles. I'm really worried about the cake.
I'm into the cake.
Okay, so just so I explain to you, Dom, I don't have a kitchen at the moment, so I have this really mini oven that it can roast a chicken and it can bake a cake, but the timings are a bit off, so fuck knows if it's worked. But, I mean, it's sweet.
And but, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't mind. And it's all right, because if this cake's shy, on the next podcast of someone else I do, I'll be telling the Noma story of you.
No, you can't do that.
I won't.
Because I feel we've connected.
Yeah.
I'm going to get those tattoos.
Oh, brother. Flat out.
Black Arts.
I'm into your Black Arts, man. Black Arts Club, NAM 2.
Okay, so we're back to the main.
Yeah.
The main of your Last Supper.
Sorry about the lumps.
Sorry, yeah. So in hindsight... The main of my Last Supper in Donald Duck with a art tartar, it's probably steak and chips.
Okay.
But like good steak and chips.
I mean. How'd you do it? Rare.
I like ribeye. I had Kobe once, which was insane. Mm. You know what I mean? And then just ribeye steak. Usually, if I can get a Wagyu, be proper bougie, I'll do that. You know what I mean? Cook medium, and then. Bougie's like kind of like.
It's like when you want to go to Nobu for your birthday.
Yeah, if you want to splash out, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you have like, you know what I mean? Like nice things.
Okay, so pudding. What's pudding?
What pudding? Probably banoffee pie.
Ooh.
Banoffee pie to the moon. Right, here we go. Ready? Moment
of
truth.
It's all right. It's good.
It's soft in the middle. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's an olive oil cake. So it's.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm allergic to olives.
What?
I'm joking.
Fish will cope with, but not
so pudding, banoffee pie. Does your mum make a banoffee pie?
Oh, me mum makes a good banoffee pie. My ex girlfriend made a great banoffee pie.
Have you got
who's your ex girlfriend?
She's a pop star.
Halsey?
Yeah, she makes a great banoffee pie.
Does she?
She makes an insane banoffee pie.
This is lovely.
Like not even crapping to her. Like she like.
She a good cook.
Like probably one of the best.
Why
like,
did
cooks.
You finish with her then?
Just like we're kind of better mates, to be honest. You know what I mean, I think it was like it was amazing, but like things. You know what I mean? We just realised we loved each other, but like in a different way. Do you know what I mean?
Do you like, are you going out with anyone else?
Not really. Like, at the minute, doing the album, you know what I mean? In COVID times, you know what I mean?
So your drink of choice would be lager, right?
Probably a pint of lager, yeah.
Which one?
I like Camden Ales. I like Foster's. Everyone thinks I'm a like traitor for saying Foster's, but it's what I grew up on. So I'd wait out the shop and be like, hello, mate, will you go in the shop and get me out?
Who are your style icons?
Oh, style icons. Good, I'm glad you asked.
it's got to be a Gallagher brother.
I love Liam. He was like, he had incredible style.
Have you ever met them?
No, actually. Like, I love, like, I'm obsessed with Noel. I'm really good mates with Aeneas, Noel's daughter. Do you know, like, you might wink at me. Like, the Daily Mail think we're dating. Every time we see each other, it's like... Are they dating? It's like, absolutely not. She's like my sister. But they were massively inspirational to my life. You know what I mean? Like, built a culture. But then I love, like, Marilyn Manson and David Bowie and Lady Gaga, Vivian West, obsessed with Vivian West. She lives around here, don't she?
Yeah.
She does.
She lives in Clapham, yeah.
Clapham
Old Town. How do you know this?
She's like, I'm a fan of Vivian Westwood. I'm a psycho fan of Vivian Westwood.
You just announced your tour, didn't you?
So, yeah, I did.
When?
Yeah, for next
And you're
fall.
Doing arenas?
Dude, like so in some markets, yeah, Dublin, London.
Is there a feeling, okay, because everything is going so well, and that thing of...
Do you get worried?
But, you sell out everything.
Bro, the thing about it is...
Are you superstitious?
Yeah, the thing about it is it's just like, of course, man, I get, like, scared, and I, like, every day it's always about them. Like, Youngblood ain't me. That's one thing I want to... say Youngblood is us. Like, it's a culture of people who came together because they didn't belong somewhere, you know what I mean? So I don't ever get scared that it's gonna go away, because it's too special. Do you know what I mean? It's too, we connect too much. The stories I've heard and been told just kind of turn my world inside out. I mean, we're so connected to them. But every day I kind of want it to get bigger and reach more people, because I know there's a lot of people out there who feel like it's not all right to be who they are, do you know what I mean? So it's just like, got to keep pushing that, you know?
What's your karaoke song?
Karaoke song.
Oh, probably, it's going to be Bloody Oasis.
It's actually controversially Girls and Boys Blur.
Oh, I can so imagine you doing that.
Yeah.
They will never speak to you, those Gallagher boys.
Oh, they're all right. It's all bollocks, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's all bollocks.
So they like Damon Albarn?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Have you got good table manners?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think so. I swear too much.
You haven't eaten much.
I'm just like...
What are you doing this evening?
I'm probably going for a pint with my mate, I think.
James?
No, his name's Isaac. He's Jewish, actually, from Highgate.
Is he?
Nice kid, actually. Tell you what, going round to Mrs. Grin's for a Friday night dinner.
Oh.
The fucking matzo balls and shit. Come on. Bro, mad for
we
it.
We did that last Friday.
Oh, I love it, man. Let me come round for a Friday
but
night dinner.
But you came, well, but you can, but you came too early, you
I'm
see?
Down, and it's like what I'm saying.
Matzo balls are the best thing on earth.
Matzo ball soup. Ah, oh,
it is
mummy.
It's great.
We'll give you our cookbook and it's got it the recipe.
Oh, in. I love it, man. Love
Dom,
it.
You are a pleasure to be with.
Bro, yeah. Thank you so much. I couldn't wait for this. I was buzzing.
Cheered us up.
Oh. Really cheered us up. Like, you, yeah, thank you so much for coming over.
No, thank you so much.
I don't need to wish you luck with the tour because you'll sell it out.
Well, I mean, touch wood. Touch
please,
wood.
God, yeah. I just can't wait for Lenny to come to a show.
Oh,
to
I am
see how
down.
It all works.
Oh, dude, I'd
see the Black Arts
Dude, I'd love
club.
It. Get the Black Arts Club out.
Black Arts.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Have
man.
A lovely weekend.
You have
good
a lovely
luck
weekend
the moon.
And have a great time at Noma when you go. Give my regards to Donald Duck.
I swooned a bit over Youngblood, to be honest.
Did you, darling?
I loved him.
What did you love?
I thought he was really bright, funny, flirted with you really well.
Yeah, he did flirt.
Yeah, and ate the food. We kind of had to remind him to eat. And he told the best story about Noma ever, so, you know.
Yeah, he did. He was very, very good fun.
Yeah.
A really interesting young man.
I mean, we didn't even talk about the fact that he has his own comic book and... I think, like...
He's kind of multi-talented, isn't he?
Yes, and he's kind of using all of that. And
positively to connect.
Yeah.
With people who are like him that just don't feel they fit in.
And he's got this podcast that we didn't even talk about.
Jesse, he could talk.
He can talk.
Yep.
But I loved what he had to say, to be honest. I really, really enjoyed chatting to him. And I can't wait to have you at a gig.
With Black Arts.
Should we go and get
with
the
your
hearts?
Black Arts.
Your Black Arts.
I think I'll paint mine on.
Maybe he should have on merch. He should have transfer ones just in case you can't commit yet.
Yeah.
We'll put them on for the night. thank you, Youngblood, Dominic, Dom from Donny. Love that. And thank you to everyone that's been listening. And I feel like we're going to have a lot of new Black Hearts Club people listening. So hello. This is a podcast usually about kind of food and family, and I guess you got a little bit of that. But hello, you're welcome to go through the rest of them. We've had nobody quite like Youngblood before, so... But yeah, have a listen, have a peruse, and thank you for listening. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.